What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
And that is the fact that Aaron Boone, the manager of the New York Yankees, has proceeded to take out a shovel and bury Jason Dominguez.
Mm.
Jason Dominguez appeared as a pinch runner in Wednesday's game. Okay?
Cool. For Giancarlo Stanton.
For Giancarlo Stanton. He did not play at all in the rest of the Minnesota series. And we only saw him once start a game in the Houston series. So in the last week, he's essentially only started one game.
Mm-hmm.
And he hasn't hit much, but he's also only had six at-bats in the last 10 days.
Right.
Are we okay with this because, hey, best team on the field possible, we're trying to win games, or is this something that's a little troublesome?
I have a take on it, but Sean?
All right, here's where I lay on this. I've stated this over and over again, and I think it's the truth. The Yankees had two jobs this year. Number one, get to a World Series against the Giugate last year. Number two, properly develop Jason Dominguez. If they fail to make the playoffs while trying to win every game while also not playing Jason Dominguez as much as possible, they have failed this season beyond belief, because I do think that's really important. They're not playing Jason Dominguez right now because they don't trust his defense and Giancarlo doesn't cover enough ground in right. That is what. They're not burying him because of his play. They're burying him because of the combo of the two corner outfields. So I understand that and I grasp that. But you're biting your nose to spite your face. This is very important growth time for Jason Dominguez for the future of this team if they don't plan on spending a lot of money on this team as well.
Right.
And they are allowing that to get in the way of this. So I understand why they're doing it, but it could come back to haunt them.
I think the former of what Sean said is preventing the latter of what Sean said. So the former being this team's got to make the playoffs and try to get back to a World Series. The latter is being is now not as important because they don't trust them. And when you get tight like this, it's just natural. You're going to go with someone who you believe it more in.
Right.
And you believe in veterans. We saw this with the Mets a couple of years ago with the Scherzer-Verlander thing. They didn't, like, they could have went young. Instead, they went extra old. Why? Because Steve Cohen wanted to win a championship in the first 5 years, whatever heck he stated when he first bought the team. And he believed that veterans, even if they were compromised veterans, were more likely to do it than young prospects. And so what's happening with the Yankees right now, at least I think this is the case, is that Aaron Boone and Cashman or whoever's making the decisions are getting tight on young players being able to play because they don't trust them. They trust vets.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't trust the young guys.
Well, the complicated part to this, which is basically what you're saying, I'm just going to phrase it a little bit differently because I agree right. Overall, is that Aaron Boone is putting out there the lineup that gives him the best chance to win on a daily basis, as he should, with
yes.
only 45 games to go. And as of right now, Jason Dominguez isn't a part of that.
Agreed.
And he's not wrong, because Trent Grisham has had a wonderful season.
Right. I'm not upset with this, by the way.
No, it's more of a mixed bag, because, like Sean said, you want to develop Jason Dominguez. You want to give him a chance to play.
Right.
And it's very difficult for him to succeed if he's not getting that opportunity right now. But we're also in nut time,
yeah.
or whatever you want to call it.
Cutting.
Yeah, you don't want to put them together.
So I did it for you. We're good.
Thank you. Right. So Trent Grisham is your best option in center. Cody Bellinger is your best option in left.
Right.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Now, Giancarlo is your best option and right.
Because you need his bat.
The only thing you could argue right now, and you brought this up the other day, even though Boone hasn't done it, is Cody Bellinger playing first base,
yeah.
which he hasn't done. He's done very little of this this season.
But I think they're not doing that because they don't trust those two being their corner outfielders and don't want to lose a game where it's Trent Grisham running all over the place.
It's not the greatest outfield, but you do have a really good center fielder in Trent Grisham, and you do have the ability late in a game to change that.
Yes.
Like, you're taking Stanton out late for defense. So it's not something you have to live with for the entire game. And right now, if you're looking to put your best offensive team on the field, I'll make this simple. Who would you rather see in the lineup every day, Jason Dominguez or Austin Wells?
Jason Dominguez.
Dominguez.
That's who would lose time. Because with Paul Goldschmidt out, you played Bellinger at first base, Dominguez in left, Ben Rice catches, and Austin Wells on the bench. And there you go. But right now, there's been a hesitation from Aaron Boone to play Cody Bellinger at first base. Just haven't seen a lot of it.
Yeah. And look, though, this also goes back to last year when we talked about Tanner Scott and all these guys. The Yankees, this won't be the first time. If they end up not properly developing Jason Dominguez, you want to insert a Miguel Andujar, a Clint Frazier here. They have got Gio Urshela obviously playing for Andujar when he came back. The Yankees, and many times during the Brian Cashman era, have these big plans for prospects, and then come these late seasons, they don't allow them to play because they're always in contention and don't want to do that. So, you know what? If you're not going to make a deal to trade these guys and help the team actually win a World Series, then when the time comes, they better be playing and developing. It's like counterproductive.
Well, you can't serve both of those masters. That's the challenge. And well, if the Yankees, I should say, because we're talking about them, if the Yankees were still winning and they just 65% win percentage, it almost doesn't matter.
Right.
So you can throw the young kid in there, even though it's down the stretch, and it doesn't feel like it's hampering your plan to get to the postseason or go deep into the postseason. But right now, because of what's happened over the last month, you're feeling desperate, and you're managing and drawing up these lineups with a little bit of desperation to win, because you don't do it consistently.
No.
It doesn't feel easy. It doesn't just happen because you're the Yankees. And so you got to trust the veterans as opposed to the young guys.
888-808-101. Now we'll check in on the Yankee lineup when it gets posted there in St. Louis tonight. 8:15 first pitch. You'll hear the pregame show right here on The Fan a little after 7:30. Mario is in Long Beach. What's shaking, Mario?
What's going on? Great show as always, guys.
Appreciate it.
Listen, I got one thing to say.
Yeah.
We were talking about disciplining players, and I think what we need to have now, because the problem we have is you got a player, anybody with Soto, anybody else, that makes 10 times more than the manager, guaranteed contract. So if he doesn't want to listen, what's going to happen to him? You know, so now look back what happened to Nick Castellanos. You know what happened to him in June?
Yeah. That's when they took him out for defense. He got pissed off, and Rob Thompson benched him the next day.
Right.
Yeah, and he makes a lot of money, so he's like $20 million or whatever he makes. And here's another thing before you let me go. He was on a 237-game streak of playing games. They broke his streak.
Yeah, but Mario, so a couple of things I want to address on this. Nick Castellanos did something disrespectful to the manager.
Mm-hmm.
And so the manager, Rob Thompson, rightfully so, said, hey, you can't say that to me. I'm going to bench you.
Right.
We have not heard of any Met or Yankee doing something disrespectful to the manager that warrants a benching.
Agreed.
It's not the same as you made an error, you're not playing well, I'm going to call you out. It's completely different. So I'll give you something that's more comparable. And I want to thank Dan, who is like the executive producer of this show because he sends us so much great stuff.
All right.
Dave Martinez, World Series winning manager of the Washington Nationals, had a press conference on June 14th. In which he said, quote, it's never on the coaching. Coaches work their asses off every single day. We're not going to point fingers and say it's on the coaches. Sometimes you got to put the onus on the players.
Mm-hmm.
It took Dave Martinez 3 more weeks before his ass was fired. The moment Dave Martinez did that, he was done.
Right.
And that's a World Series winning manager. That's not something Aaron Boone's accomplished yet or Carlos Mendoza's accomplished. I know the Nats are rebuilding. I get that. He's a World Series manager. So for all of us that want that, we want that rant, Dave Martinez gave it to you, and clearly it didn't work because the team, A, didn't respond. And they went on a 10-game losing streak.
Well, that's the thing. It's that these guys aren't going to respond necessarily. It's really hard when there's not the threat of losing your employment. And baseball players, at least some of these veterans who we're talking about, not the young kids, but some of these veterans,
right?
They got guaranteed contracts. They're going to be fine. They're going to have a job. It's really hard to threaten them. And so you got to find other ways to motivate them. That's the real challenge for baseball managers, is how do you motivate guys when they're going through emotional or mental slump, whatever it is that's causing them not to perform. How do you motivate them?
Yeah, and everybody's
different. It's not with playing time. No. You can do that in the NFL because you're not really guaranteed. Your contracts are kind of at will. It's like, whatever, I'll replace you because that person gives me a better chance to win today, and if he does it too many times, you're going to be out of here.
Right.
It doesn't work necessarily that way in baseball.
So yeah.
It's just different.
And, like, this is sort of related. I'll throw it at you. I have been saying a lot on the radio and certainly on the Rico for a while that Juan Soto should lead off for the New York Mets.
Mm-hmm.
I think it makes sense. He is so great at getting on base. He's now added to his repertoire stealing bases.
Right.
And so if he's up with less guys on base, that's not really a bad thing.
No.
Considering he's so good.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.